Republican leaders in the state House hope to vote today on their proposal to boost road funding. It would largely shift current funds in the state budget and rely on expected revenue increases in the next few years. Republicans rejected a number of Democratic amendments to the plan. Governor Snyder still says raising taxes is the way to find enough money to fix the state's crumbling roads. Jack, are we anywhere close to a resolution on this?
Oh, probably not. This is what happened at sort of the end of the session last year. The House and Senate passed separate plans. This plan on paper raises $1.2 billion for the roads, but as I'm going to talk about at 1:30 today, it's largely imaginary money, but wishful thinking about future revenue increases. It does some things that economists think will be detrimental to the economy, like repeal the earned income tax credit. It really socks the working poor with a big tax increase, adds extra taxes to hybrid and electric vehicles, but not to the heavy trucks that are most damaging our roads. And the Senate and the governor are going to have other plans, so it's just one more shot.
This week, the Snyder administration announced an initiative to stop sexual assaults on college campuses. The state budget sets aside $500 million from the general fund for colleges and universities to fight this problem. Three Michigan universities are under investigation for how they have handled sexual assault claims. How will this money help the problem?
Well, probably not very much unless it raises consciousness. But this money will go into a pool, and people can apply for this money as part of grant funding to try to study or do something about the problem. The Detroit Free Press last Sunday did sort of a detailed look at how various colleges handle sexual assaults and sexual assault complaints, and they're all over the map. They treat them very differently. This is clearly a major problem. Raising public awareness, which is what Sue Snyder is trying to do, is clearly part of a solution, but there's probably a lot more work to be done.
And finally, tomorrow is the deadline for Wayne County homeowners who face tax foreclosure to pay off delinquent taxes or get on a payment plan. More than 25,000 properties could go to auction, the vast majority of them in Detroit. Housing advocates say the system isn't working and that Detroit faces a foreclosure crisis. Are they right?
Well, of course, but you could say Detroit's been in a foreclosure crisis for a long time, certainly since the 2008 recession. But it's not just Detroit. There are other places scattered throughout the county. Highland Park and Hamtramck have problems in this area as well. Catch-22 is we have a crisis. What do you do about it? To get on a payment plan, you have to come up with something like $1,200, I think, and people who are behind in their taxes don't have that kind of money. Some of them legitimately say that their houses are overvalued, that their houses are being assessed at a rate that is no longer in line with reality, but it's a very thorny problem. It involves more than Detroit. I don't see yet what the solution is going to be. They've extended this deadline a couple of times, but apparently tomorrow's it.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.